At Ball State University, we are proud of our collaborative efforts with the Muncie YMCA to provide high-quality early childhood education to families in our community at the Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center. Children are learning in an encouraging, play-based environment that prepares them for future success. I'm Ball State President Jeff Mearns, and this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
From the campus of Ball State University on Ball State PBS and Indiana Public Radio, this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, our promise is simple: to empower the success of our students. Our students benefit from immersive learning, innovative academic programs, and state-of-the-art facilities. Ball State offers a distinctive yet affordable educational experience and the ideal environment to prepare for a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We inspire Cardinals to transform their communities, to revolutionize their industries, and to make a difference. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Hello, and welcome to Cardinal Compass. I'm Daniel Hochstetler.
And I'm Julia Horlander.
The Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center helps provide positive opportunities for Ball State students and staff, as well as the greater Muncie community.
Max Robson reports on how the Mitchell Center is helping Ball State University faculty and students.
The Mitchell Center, home to many, and helps even more. This center has become a staple for many Muncie parents looking for their kids to get a jump start on their education, even for some Ball State staff.
So my son goes there. Yes. So my son Ian, he is a 5-year-old. He attended Mitchell Center. He started attending there when he was like 2.5.
For Sue Shu, the Mitchell Center is more than just where she drops her son off before school.
So Mitchell Center previously was a child study center at Ball State, and I was hired to be the faculty to do research. I used the research space at the Child Study Center, the old Child Study Center, and as well as the new Mitchell Center.
The Mitchell Center is home to Shu's studies as the people around her contribute to her research.
We also have the research space there that store all of my research materials, and we used to invite family and the kids to participate in research projects there.
Although she may work there, she's also had the chance to teach the students who work there now. Through the class ECYF275, students get hands-on experience at the Mitchell Center to learn even more.
It's usually a highlight for the student to work there. Like you can see from their teaching evaluation, they enjoy working there because they really can get this hands-on experiences.
And with those experiences, Su Shu is confident in her students, past and present, to watch over her son.
I feel very proud. And I also feel very competent about to believe in Mitchell because we know how we prepared our student.
In Muncie, Max Robson, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Jeanette Stanley, who's the Director of Youth Development for the YMCA. Jeanette, thank you for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Jeanette, can you tell us a little bit behind your motivation of becoming director?
So I was with the Child Study Center in 2012 here on Ball State's campus, which was the lab school. And so I was the preschool teacher there for a little bit. And then in 2019 in the spring, we decided to move over. So I was a preschool teacher first for 2 years. And then we had Becky Satterfield, who was the director, who now works for Ball State University. She kind of mentored me through the process of believing in me that I could become the director. And so after that, we just kind of went through the steps, and that was kind of the motivator. I still loved being with children, but I was ready for the next step in my profession, in my career, so.
That's great. So can you tell me a little bit about how the Mitchell Center first came to be and what its purpose is?
So what we had is we had a opportunity to combine forces with the YMCA and Ball State University. We knew that we wanted to serve more children in the community and families. And when the Mitchell Center came available through Ball State, we had the opportunity to come together and kind of make a really nice center for children and families here at Mitchell. At the Child Study Center on campus, we were only able to serve less than 50 children and families. But at Mitchell, we now have over 154 children at the center and that we're serving. So that was kind of how that came about, with lots of conversations and remodels. It was really important to keep the Mitchell name, because of the Holtzman Village, they really loved Mitchell as an elementary school, and so they were very excited and very welcoming to have us come into that neighborhood. So keeping the name Mitchell was very important, and that's how kind of Mitchell became Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center.
So would you say that like the family reaction for the most part has been positive?
I would say, yeah, it really was. It was a change at first, just because we were combining two different centers together to try to join as one. But lots of mentoring and collaboration and support from the university and the YMCA really made it possible for us to be able to create this amazing center for children and families in the community. We're able to collaborate with so many more partners in the community, such as Early Head Start. We have three Early Head Start classrooms in our building, which is really great, and that serves children 0 to 3 years old.
Awesome. And President Mertz, I wanted to get you in the conversation here. So the partnership between Ball State and Mitchell Center, why is that such an important partnership?
Well, to rewind the tape just a bit, Mitchell was an elementary school for many years in the Muncie Community Schools. It was closed by the previous school boards, I think sometime back, maybe 2014 and 2015. And in 2018, I think, we decided to purchase the building. The prior mayor was contemplating tearing down the building and putting up condominiums or townhomes. And the neighborhood, as you mentioned, Jeanette, was not happy with losing that childhood, that education center. So we bought the building, and then we were approached by the leadership of the Y. They were looking to expand their programs. We were confined by the space that we had. And so it was from that relationship that the partnership developed. And so we merged or we relocated our programs there, collaborated with the YMCA in creating their programs. And so it was just opportunistic to have the building, to preserve the building as a childhood center, which the neighborhood enjoyed, and allowed us collectively in partnership with the Y to expand those learning opportunities for those young children. So it's been a win-win all the way around, and more opportunities for our students.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned before, Jeanette, that you guys have those Head Start programs for kids from ages 0 to 3. Mm-hmm. How has the Mitchell Center helped children with programs that they're already in schools? And just like, how have you seen like growth in the kids over time?
What we have seen is that by using the assessments that we do and the education behind teaching the children, our philosophy is Reggio, which is play-based. So we really go off the children's interest. And what we have learned is that because of that, and we're teaching about things that they're interested in, children who go to kindergarten have a kindergarten readiness score of 80%. So 80% of our children who go are ready for kindergarten, which is really huge. We really want children to be ready socially, emotionally for kindergarten, and that's really what we focus on. If you're able to make friends and ask someone to play or sit and listen to a story during circle time. And so that starts at birth. We have children as early as 6 weeks old, and it goes all the way through 5 years old until they're ready for kindergarten. So we take all those skills into each classroom and do what's developmentally appropriate for each child. And, you know, we have children who just really thrive in the elementary schools once they're out of our programs.
Yeah, and that early childhood or that kindergarten readiness score is so critically important. What we've learned in our partnership with MCS is that if a child is better prepared for kindergarten, he or she is much more likely to read at a proficient level in the third or fourth grade, which is a very good predictor of ultimately whether that child will graduate from high school. So we know that to improve high school graduation rates in Muncie Central and around the region, we need to prepare children from the moment they're born to the time that they arrive in kindergarten.
So can like older kids, if they joined at like third grade, would it still benefit them in some way in the future?
Well, I don't think there are, these are children who are up to kindergarten. There aren't children in the Mitchell Center that are already in another school. It's preparing them for kindergarten and elementary school.
But we do serve after school care in the Muncie Community Schools, and especially at Grissom, we have a reading program for children there to excel in reading. So they really focus on the children who needed extra help during iLearn. And so what they have seen is a really great progression using this GOLD program that they have at Grissom to help children be ready to take the test and learn how to read and get those basic skills.
And you mentioned use Reggio as a, can you explain more about that? Because it's more play-based and it's like kind of more of like a hands-off kind of curriculum? Can you go more into more detail?
So Reggio is actually based out of Italy, and this is an approach that has been studied for years. And mm-hmm. so what we have learned that play-based learning actually increases children's problem-solving, critical thinking skills, so that they're ready to do the things at the developmentally milestones that they're ready for. So we adopted this to come over to our center, and licensing, we have to tweak it just a little bit because licensing's a little bit different from Italy to here. But what we have learned is that children learn best when you are doing something that you're interested in. And so we do not have worksheets, we do not have dittos, we don't make children sit down and learn. We learn through our play. So whether that's the block area, we're learning math, we're learning science, we're learning social studies, all those wonderful things. And so we have those in each one of our centers. So we do focus on math, reading and writing, science, geography, all those things, but we're learning on a more of a hands-on approach for what the children are interested in. So just for example, one classroom's learning about winter right now because they're very into winter animals. And right now it's not winter in Indiana, but that's what they're interested in. So we take that approach and then we add it into the classroom and we develop the learning skills from there.
Yeah, and by making sure that those children are still intellectually curious mm-hmm. will help them be good learners throughout their lives.
Awesome. Jeanette, thank you very much yes. for coming on. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Raising children is extremely stressful, but easier when you trust who's taking care of them when you cannot.
Darren Cobb reports on how the Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center is giving parents peace of mind.
The Muncie YMCA has served the community since 1881, and Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center continues that service. Children ranging from 6 weeks old to 11 years old are welcomed with the opportunity to learn, play, and make memories that'll last a lifetime, no matter their financial status.
We get to care for children that their child care is funded by the government and wouldn't be able to have child care if that was not provided for them.
Jessica Jones is a lead teacher at Mitchell. She and the other teachers are teaching the children basic and necessary skills that will prepare them for life, from low sensory activities like painting and arts and crafts to active ventures like running, climbing, and jumping.
I get to help in this period of the most brain development with my degree, teach these kids just so many skills.
Mitchell is a Reggio Emilia-based school, which means they let the children express their interests and dislikes, and that dictates their learning. Perhaps the most prevalent and popular activity among the children is outside playtime.
We get the kids outside as much as possible. Today we went outside and we played in the mud and got the kids dressed up in their rain boots and jackets, and they just got to go and jump in puddles. They took their shoes off and they jumped in puddles, and I just try to follow their lead with stuff like that.
Jones has a special connection to Mitchell, as her six-month-old son is enrolled at the center. She was a teacher there first, and after she found out she was pregnant, she knew this was the only place for him.
I wear him in like a baby carrier, and we walk around the school in the morning making copies and getting materials that we need.
For any families looking to send their children to Mitchell, they can join the waitlist, which is nearly a year in advance. Darren Cobb, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Jennifer Young, who is the campus liaison for Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center at Ball State University. Jennifer, thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you are a graduate student plus an associate lecturer. How do you manage both that as well as being the liaison between the Mitchell Center and Ball State?
That is a good question. My mom would say, who's a Ball State alumni in the Teachers College, that I'm a lifelong learner, and that is absolutely true. I do love learning, and working as a faculty member also gives me the opportunity to expand my my education. Doing this, that would be full-time job, taking courses, earning a second master's degree, and then also having a very active family is incredibly challenging. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, I have a lot of support. My department, and especially my department chair, have been very accommodating, and then my family is also very helpful.
Can you explain a little bit more about why you wanted to come back as a student, and what is it that you coming back to?
Yes, I am a master's social work student right now, and I'll be graduating soon. And it has really expanded my learning and understanding of my work with children and families, especially since the COVID-19 pandemic. There have been so many changes that have happened. For example, parenting looks different now than it has in the last few decades. And then also we're seeing a huge impact on very young children from the height of the COVID pandemic. For example, isolation, mask wearing had a really significant effect on young children in their social emotional development. Some of those children who were infants and toddlers during the height of the pandemic are getting ready to transition to kindergarten. So we're seeing that impact occur right now. And so working as a, having that background in social work really gives me the opportunities to apply and extend some of my learning with children and families.
So would you say that COVID's been like your biggest inspiration for wanting to get into child work and kind of why you ended up at the Mitchell Center?
I was already at the Mitchell Center during the pandemic, but I think you really did hit on something there. Definitely the pandemic gave me a sense of like, you know, I want to do a bit more and I want to extend what I'm doing right now. So yes, it was definitely a motivator.
President Merz, can you tell us, take us back and tell us about how Ball State first got involved with the Mitchell Center?
So as I shared a few moments ago in the earlier segment, the Muncie Community Schools had closed Mitchell Elementary School, and the neighborhood was really apprehensive and concerned about what would happen on that site. So we decided to simply purchase the building to preserve the status quo. And then it was, and people were asking, so what are you going to do with it? And at that time, we really didn't have a specific plan. And so it was only about less than a year later that I was approached by the YMCA to say, is there an opportunity for us to collaborate? The YMCA needed to expand their program. They didn't have a facility to accommodate the size of the program that they wanted to grow. They didn't have the resources to acquire or renovate an existing facility. So we agreed to essentially lease the building to the YMCA. The university paid for the renovations and the transformation of the building from an elementary school into an early childhood center. And then as a result of that partnership, our own early childhood programs were able to move into Mitchell. That caused a little apprehension, as we know. Some of the parents whose children went to the current facility were concerned about whether they would get the same quality program. And of course, the YMCA was already providing those quality programs. So once we were able to reassure the parents, the neighborhood was delighted that this early childhood center would happen there. And it's really just been a win-win for both of the programs and particularly for the community and the families.
So Ball State students can get involved at the Mitchell Center. How do they do that, and what benefits do they get from being involved there?
The Ball State students who participate at the Mitchell Center go through me as the campus liaison, and we have students participating at a variety of different levels. We have students who are practicum students, we have students that come and do observations, and then we also have volunteer opportunities for students. There's also a special program you might be familiar with, the PRISM Project, that's operated out of the Teachers College, and that program is for children between 5 and 18 years of age that are on the autism spectrum, and that program operates there at the center on Saturdays and includes undergraduate and graduate students there at the center. There's so much involvement and opportunities for students there, and the benefit really comes from that hands-on engagement that students are able to get with children and families. It helps them increase their skills, it helps them increase their experience, and they also grow professionally. That makes them better ready to transition into their careers after they graduate.
So the students, many of the students are earning credit towards their own degree. They get an opportunity to work in the programs that we supervise, but they have an opportunity to work in the programs that are administered by the YMCA. And because of the range of the programs, they see essentially infants all the way through to children who are about to go into kindergarten. So the exposure, as you say, Jennifer, is so wonderful for our students. And then, of course, students can volunteer, as Jennifer said. So it's a wonderful learning experience, learning laboratory for our students.
Jennifer, do you keep track with any students that graduated and like worked with the Mitchell Center, and like do they tell you like what experience they got from the Mitchell Center to help them in the career field afterwards?
That is a great question. I oftentimes have students that will come back and say, this is a very pivotal class for me. I learned so much about this active engagement. There are programs across the United States for working with children and families, but many of them have little to no experience in actually working with children. This hands-on experience has been very pivotal to many students. And it's interesting that you asked, am I in contact with some students who've graduated? Because we actually have some students who graduated that are now working at the Mitchell Center as lead teachers, associate teachers, and that they've really made a career out of this program and really extended their learning in that way.
So is that how you got involved with your job with the Mitchell Center, from being a student and then getting in a job there?
So previous to the establishing the Mitchell Center, I was the director of the Child Study Center. And I helped identify our transition, how we would do that, integrating the staff at the Appletree YMCA and the staff at the Child Study Center, and also our programs, our students, and faculty engagement.
Yeah, and so Jennifer really deserves a lot of credit, because when we kind of crafted this partnership, we really didn't know what it would look like other than a relationship. And Jennifer, working with our good friends at the Y, were the ones who really turned it into the vital and vibrant place that it is now.
Do you guys have any future plans that we can be expecting to see from the Mitchell Center?
Yes, we do. So coming up, we have a groundbreaking ceremony for our outdoor early learning forest. Now, this is a project that has been in the making for a number of years. It's a true collaboration. So we are going to use the area, the acres behind the Mitchell Center, which is owned by Ball State University. And we have 100 trees that have been donated from the city of Muncie in order to build this amazing outdoor learning facility. We collaborated with the architecture and landscape department, faculty at here at Ball State, to help design this space. So there was faculty and student involvement in that design. And so now we're actually going to be able to implement that after we've received a very sizable grant to be able to do so. The groundbreaking ceremony will be on April the 22nd on Earth Day.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's all we have time for this part of the discussion.
President Mearns, we want to give you the final minute for your reflection.
Sure. Well, thank you, Jennifer and Daniel and Julia. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to showcase a great partnership between the university and the YMCA. You know, when I started at Ball State nearly 7 years ago, I recognized that there were many more opportunities for us to collaborate with the community, that if we engaged in these kind of partnerships, it would be better for everyone involved. And this is a perfect example of that. It's benefited the neighborhood by preserving an elementary, or actually a pre-K program there. It's benefited our program and our students. It's benefited the YMCA. And most importantly, it's benefited the families and the children in the community. So as I say, it's a great example of how we truly are better together.
Awesome. Thank you, President Mearns. I'm Daniel Hochstetler.
And I'm Julia Horlander. Make sure to join us next time for Cardinal Compass, Campus, and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, we welcome you as a learning partner from day one. Our students bring creativity and determination to each aspect of the learning experience, from the classroom to the community. At Ball State, we help students turn an emerging passion into an enduring purpose. Our beautiful campus, welcoming environment, immersive learning, and collaborative culture provide the ideal place for you to pursue your journey to a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Cardinal Compass was produced at Ball State University by students of the College of Communication, Information, and Media at the Studios of University Media Services. Cardinal Compass was produced by Courtney Simmons, audio engineering by Daniel Botros. Special thanks to Sean Ashcraft for production assistance, the Department of Media, University Media Services, Ball State Marketing and Communications, and the Digital Core.